For the last several years, 1% of the cost for capital projects in the city of Ann Arbor has been set aside for public art pieces. The Percent for Art program most recently funded a mural that was dedicated in Allmendinger Park Sunday. Even before the mural was dedicated, it was one of the nearly 24 pieces that Public Art Commission member Bob Miller included on a run he organized to highlight public art in the city. During the run last week, Jennifer Fike shared why she supports the public art millage and how art attracts runners to a community.
I love exploring a city by running and seeing what it has to offer. And it's great to see art on the street while you're running in a new city, especially New York, Portland. Those are some of my favorite places to run.
Margaret Parker is the former chair of the Public Art Commission and is supporting the millage as a member of Citizens for Art in Public Places. Parker says while the millage isn't expected to raise more money for arts than the Percent for Art program has averaged, it will offer more options.
It's more flexible because the Percent for Art, you know, came from discrete funds within the city budget, and this is undefined. So we can even fund things that are temporary, which is what lots of people wanted to do. And so things like festivals, we might be able to give them some money, which would be great.
No organized opposition for the arts millage has formed, though some people say it's because the right question isn't on the ballot. On the night City Council voted to put the public art millage on the ballot, Councilmember Jane Lum offered a resolution to end the Percent for Art program, regardless of the outcome of the millage vote, to make the ballot question truly about the community's interest in funding public art.
This is about asking whether or not they support using public dollars fund public art, and instead of giving them this either or choice, it's a clear yes or no, and it gives us clear direction as well.
Parker says voters should consider the millage vote as a decision on the future of the city's public art program.
If people want to vote against it, this is their chance, and the whole idea is that people who want it need to vote for it, because in all likelihood, if the millage is voted down, there will be no more public art program. That's how it looks.
If approved, the 1/10 mil tax would cost the average Ann Arbor homeowner about $11 a year and raise a total of almost $460,000 annually. The city's Percent for Art program would come to an end, but existing funds would remain available under the current guidelines. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.